This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
That's the Talk Radio Countdown Show, a weekly overview of what's going on in the world of news talk radio, with the man who knows more about news talk radio than anybody else. Michael Harrison is here. I'm Doug Steffen. Michael is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, each week in Talkers at Talkers.com. You can see the list of the stories that they put together, they being the staff at Talkers, the people list, et cetera, et cetera. So we traditionally start out our exercise every week of going through the stories one by one from number 10 to number 1 in the people list, and then we'll go where we go. We'll go where we want to go, do what we want to do.
Well, it sounds like a mama's and a papa's song.
Exactly right, right.
You know, but I know more about talk, about news talk radio than I'm the Dr. Fauci of talk radio.
Yes. Well, hopefully, if you get asked to throw out the first pitch in the game,
gosh,
you'll do better than.
I'll tell you, you know,
he doesn't make a living.
78, 79-year-old man. Do you know something? Throwing a baseball when you reach your 60s and 70s is not easy. You could pull your arm out.
And, yeah. You know. I do it all the time. I throw the ball and I had a torn rotator cuff, so I'm careful about how I throw it. Yeah, you can, if you know, because those muscles get weaker in your shoulders if you don't exercise them as you get older.
Right. You know, when I was young, I was a pitcher. And I was pretty good at it in terms of I had a strong arm and I used to put stuff on the ball. So about 10 years ago.
What do you mean you say stuff? Did you put like spin on the ball?
No, putting stuff on the ball means I put spin on the ball. Spin, not spit. That took a lot of it takes a lot of strength to get a ball to break, to curve, especially a slider. And you're not supposed to do that when you're, you know, in Little League and all that. And I was doing that as a kid. But I recently was at one of those, recently, like 10 years ago, I was at one of those amusement parks where they you throw the ball and they do like a radar
thing. See how they time it?
How fast you're throwing it?
Yeah, right.
And I was, you know, I stepped up and I said, oh, I'm going to show them my old pitching skills. They're going to be blown away. And it was about one-third the speed that I had.
40 miles an hour or something.
It was less.
Yeah.
Right. And you don't realize that you're losing it. You know, it's like runners say, I'm not running as fast as I did, but I feel like I am. But the clock is, there's something wrong with my stopwatch, you know.
You and I should have been on the same team. I was not ever a good, I was an outfielder, but I had no control over the ball whatsoever. I could throw it, but I never got where I wanted to go. But I could hit the ball out of the park. And I could run faster to first base than anybody else. After that, forget it, because I didn't have any. I could make it faster first base, and then that was it.
You know, I was a kid, talking about what you just said, you know, like how we played and baseball, I don't like to get too much into the when I was a kid bit, but it's interesting how baseball has changed over the years. There was a time in America when a boy growing up, his prestige and his self-worth and his standing in the community of boys was based on how good a baseball player he was. Every kid had a mitt. You played baseball. And if you didn't play baseball, you were sort of socially ostracized. Today it's not that way. Baseball is, you know, fighting to be a major sport among young people. Soccer is huge. Hasn't translated into professional, but kids play soccer. And, of course, football has replaced baseball really as the big, exciting, number one spectator sport. Although this year, now, we don't know what the hell's going to happen with sports. I don't know if it's ever going to be the same.
Well, it certainly isn't going to be the same this year. But, once again, the focus on what happens when you play football is getting lost in all the other things that people are talking about, taking a knee and all that. Let's get to it. Let's go through the list. And then I want to pick out some of that, what you're talking about, get expanded.
Okay, here we go. Number 10, Kanye West's bipolar disorder. Number 9, social media and conspiracy theories. Number 8, the aforementioned Major League Baseball opens and sports in general. At number 7, U.S.-China relations and cybersecurity. Number 6, the presidential race and politics in general. At number 5, Black Lives Matter, Portland protests, and the debate over federal agents being sent into embattled cities. At number 4, the economy and the new stimulus package. At number 3, healthcare, vaccine development, and the Pfizer deal. At number 2, COVID-19 stats and projections. And number 1 this week, the school opening debate. The People Survey, Kanye West and Kim Kardashian at 10, Jeff Bezos at 9, Mark Zuckerberg at 8, Xi Jinping and Vladimir Putin at 7. Number 6, Ted Yoho and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Joe Biden's at 5, Ted Wheeler and Lori Lightfoot at 4, Mitch McConnell at 3, Tony Fauci and Deborah Birx at 2, and Donald Trump at 1. And there's a snapshot of this week's activity on news talk stations, just like the one you and I are being heard on now.
Number 8. Referring back to the opening of baseball, sports talk in general, sports talk stations about which you report at Talkers Magazine as well as News Talk, the fact that those stations had not done well in the ratings because, there were no games being played, and you listen to some of these guys trying to come up with a conversation about sports when there's really nothing going on, it's tedious to listen to. The only thing that I heard this week that I thought was of interest was the dissecting of Mookie's $345 million deal with the Dodgers and him taking a knee. Before he even plays the first game, he takes a knee. And so that didn't seem to go over too well with the Dodger fans. But imagine playing these guys are going to play 60 games this year. That's $500,000 a game. Do we even think?
Nice work if you can get it.
If you can get it, yeah. So, what about the on radio? Baseball does much better as a play-by-play audio than do other sports. Why do you think that is? Why do people love? I mean, the excitement that
baseball is linear.
Baseball being on the radio.
Baseball is linear. Baseball is one thing at a time. Football, basketball, hockey. There are many things in motion. It's very hard for the announcer to convey what the eye will see if you're watching all of these pieces moving simultaneously. Whereas baseball is one player versus another player. Every player is in the spotlight for a play. There's nothing else going on. When a ball flies out to the outfield, there's not some guy about to tackle the guy as he's catching it.
Yeah.
So that's the answer to your question. It's a good question, and the answer is because baseball, unlike most other professional or popular sports, is a linear process. You follow the ball one player at a time. The pitcher pitches, the batter swings, the catcher catches. Doesn't matter what's going on in the outfield, people running around or whatever, within the frame of reference. So it's wonderful for radio.
So also, one of the things as a side ancillary discussion and or debate is the women who are now doing play-by-play. There's quite a bit of attention focused on the lady whose name I'm not remembering who's doing play-by-play for the Yankees. There's another one who's doing in Washington. I think she's doing football. I can't remember. But I know it's interesting because we are hearing a lot about Black Lives Matter, for sure, number 5 this week in the countdown. And then there's a focus on the alienation that people have toward black folks, but women still in a secondary position. I suppose, you're going to ask the question, why shouldn't a woman be able to do play-by-play? Why is that such an anomaly?
Well, it's an anomaly because sports has traditionally been a realm, dominated by men, but over the years, women have been entering it as fans, women have been entering sports as athletes, and women have been entering announcing, in terms of commentary. The woman that you were talking about is Susie Waldman.
That's right, yeah.
She's been a color commentator for the Yankees, I think, since 2005.
Is she good? You listen to her? I've never listened.
I think she's great. Yeah. I think she's really good. I've been following her for years. She used to be. She was one of the first female sports talk show hosts. She was on WFAN.
Uh-huh.
And she's got a great sound. She knows the game. I don't think there's a problem. I think any woman that knows the game can.
Well, yeah. I guess that's my point. Why is there specific? Okay, it's a woman doing the call. What difference does it make?
I don't think it matters anymore. I think I don't think it really matters anymore to anybody. There are a lot of very good female sports talk show hosts, and you see a lot of very, very good women. Maggie Gray, for example, was on Sports Illustrated website. Now she's on WFAN.
Remember Nancy Donellan?
Yeah, she was the sports chick.
The sports chick. Yeah, right.
Yeah, the fabulous sports chick. She was
fabulous
a pioneer.
Sports babe. Yeah, right.
The sports babe, not the sports chick. The sports babe.
Yep. Yeah. I remember being in a line at a talkers convention. She pushed me out of it. That's what I remember about her. All right, number two on the people list, Dr. Fauci talked about him and his baseball. Let's talk about Dr. Birx when we continue here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen, I want to call your attention to the myriad of radio listener specials that are at MyPillow.com. You buy one pillow and you get another one free. You do the BOGO deal with the promo code DJV. You buy a set of towels, regular six-piece towel set. You get another one free. Two sets for the price of one. Same for the sheets. Same for the other pillows that are in the catalog. Duvet covers, the mattress covers. My God, the whole thing. There's such fabulous deal-making to be done, if you will. And one of the great things about MyPillow also is that they'll help you pay for it. If you spend over $200, they'll finance it for you. So there's no reason not to enhance your sleep. Make sure you stay healthy. If you're not getting enough rest, please do yourself and your family a favor. Go to MyPillow.com. Go to the Radio Listener Specials page and get your deal, whatever it is you're going to buy, with a promo code DJV. You buy one, get one free. I love that term, BOGO. Remember, all of MyPillow products, every single one made in the USA, backed by a 10-year warranty and a 60-day guarantee. Get yours now. Just visit MyPillow.com. Use the promo DJV.
The debate around guns is focused on the extremes instead of what's actually working. We're the National Shooting Sports Foundation. We represent the gun industry. For decades, we've led real solutions for safer communities while protecting the right to legally own a firearm. Our Project ChildSafe program distributes millions of free gun locks to help prevent accidents. Our work with law enforcement helps prevent suicides, gun thefts, and illegal gun purchases. Learn more at nssfrealsolutions.org. Paid for by the National Shooting Sports Foundation.
Hey guys, I'm Mock.
And I'm Daisy.
From the Chicks on the Right, take a break with our brand new podcast. It's the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast. Every week, we're getting real about the topics that moms like us care about. From health education in our schools to the ins and outs of the social media apps your kids are using, we've done the research so you don't have to. We know it's important to you because it's important to us too. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening to the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast on your favorite podcast app. Don't forget to subscribe, download, and leave us a review.
On today's Business Minute, cybersecurity expert Charles Henderson from IBM is joining us with tips for businesses and employees to work from home safely.
Hire a hacker to think like an attacker is a great strategy. As we move to this remote work environment, collaboration has really suffered. So employees are looking for new ways to collaborate with their peers, with the people that they need to share information with. And if you don't give them the tools to collaborate, they're going to invent their own tools, and you're going to be really sad as an employer when you find out what they've done. Be proactive. In your corporate life, look to your security policies and make sure that you're following them. And if they aren't sufficient, ask your employer. Maybe there's more policies or maybe some need to be developed. In your home life, same thing. Be proactive. Use password managers and use different passwords on every site. Follow those security tips you always hear. And only use the tools and devices that your company issues you if they issue you devices.
For more information, go to IBM.com/security.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Now, time to pursue more information, more stories, more thoughts from the two of us. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. On top of all of these stories, I'm Doug Steffen. I spend a lot of time every week talking about the issues as well on my DJV program and the other things that I produce for radio and podcast. This is a podcast, too, by the way. You can find it at talkradiocountdownshow.com. So I was off into the business about what matters. I every time I look at some of these things and I try to separate them out, then I start thinking, you know, pretty much all this stuff is related, or much of it is, from... Oh, yeah. The business of China, which is number 7, and even the fact that we're not doing, hadn't done sports, that's because of what the Chinese communists have done. Social media, and I mean, the only thing in the top 10 that isn't connected to China in some way, shape, or form is Kanye West.
Yeah. And Kanye West,
and who even knows about him?
It's an offbeat story at number 10, you know. Frankly, there could have been 10 stories at number 10. That's the one we chose because we think it probably had an edge on the others because it involves two celebrities. Yeah. There's always, it's sort of celebrity gossip even though it's a serious issue.
And well, when you have isn't that part of what we talk issue, about?
That's the point, absolutely. Yeah. But when you have celebrity gossip that also touches on a serious medical issue or something like that, it's gold for talk radio. Mm-hmm. Because it's not just saying, oh, they were seen at a restaurant, are they going to get divorced, or are they having a child? It's about, you know, hey, this guy has bipolar disorder, and she's talking about it. It's important. Mm-hmm. It enlightens people. It gives you a chance to talk about what is manic depression, what is bipolar disorder, and that's part of the conversation.
I have maintained through most of the Trump presidency that he's bipolar, and people have taken some serious shots at me because I've said that. I think the guy's disturbed. I think
some people think he's a lot worse than bipolar. I was going to say all that, you know.
Yeah. Well, but I give him the benefit of the doubt because of that. You know, there's the hatred that is generated by people who don't like him. And on the other side, excuse me, the hatred, it's not as virulent, but it's there. The Nancy Pelosi hatred, the Adam Schiff hatred. There's so much hate, so much anger.
Well, that a lot of the people who love Trump hate Pelosi and all the others because they hate people who hate Trump. They wouldn't hate everybody if there weren't people that hate Trump. What the people who talk about Trump derangement disorder have to ask themselves is, why do so many people hate Trump? Mm-hmm. They just see it as some kind of an evil bias that stems from some type of conspiracy. The question should be, why do people hate my guy so much? Mm-hmm. And that would change the direction of the conversation.
What's the answer to that question from your perspective?
The answer is that there's aspects to Trump's personality that are extremely irritating to a very large number of people. And the question is whether or not we can have a president who has that type of impact upon a giant segment of the population simply by his personality.
Mm. Well, his personality is not only discharged here in our country, but around the world. Most of the foreign leaders who are supposed to be our pals don't want to really have too much to do with Trump. Either he's too frank, or he's too belligerent, or he's too, you name it, whatever it is. That's his personality. But people don't take the time to understand personalities because it's easier to throw sticks and stones and mud against somebody. It seems to be like that's the popular game at the moment, is to make fun of people who either don't agree with you or they don't seem to be on the same page as you, so therefore they must be wrong. And then we, you know, that's what a lot of our conversation's about here. Let's face it.
Yes, this is the human conflict format.
20, yes, exactly. 28 after on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the blue star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
This summer, turn your yard into the perfect getaway. Whether it's a lawn spruce up, a fresh coat of paint, or a s'mores-worthy patio upgrade, Home Advisor has the best landscapers, painters, handymen, and more to get the job done right. With the Home Advisor app, it's never been easier to check prices, schedule, and pay for hundreds of everyday home projects in just seconds. For any project you're dreaming of, you can count on Home Advisor. So get the Home Advisor app, and we'll do everything to fix up your everything.
On today's Lifestyle Minute, we're talking about how to teach kids valuable lessons through chores while they're spending time at home. So Whirlpool enlisted the help of developmental psychologist Richard Rende, Ph.D., to examine the positive effects of chores and to better understand how chores can help families thrive. Dr. Rende's research paper articulates key reasons why household chores should be integrated into the daily home life of youth. And what better time to divide and conquer on family chores than when they're piling up more than ever? Brooke Parkhurst, mom and lifestyle culinary expert, came up with some ideas on how to turn daily chores into fun ways to teach everyday lessons. Some of her tips include fractions by slice, turning make-your-own pizza night into a mini math class by practicing their halves and fourths with favorite toppings. Sweep and score. Help your child build their hand-eye coordination and dexterity by making a game out of sweeping. Ready, set, count. Practice counting while setting the table for dinner with your kids. For more information, go to whirlpool.com/everydaycare/choreclub.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The COVID-19 pandemic continues to impact the U.S. economy, but National Economic Council Director Larry Kudlow says,
I don't think the economy is going south. I think it's going north.
Speaking on CNN's State of the Union, Kudlow said the country's in the middle of a housing boom. Retail sales are surging and new business applications are soaring. And he also says another $1,200 check is coming to Americans in the next round of economic relief, which Republican lawmakers are going to detail today when it comes to their proposal. The National Counterintelligence and Security Center is warning that current and ongoing threats and attacks are targeting American election campaigns, as well as candidates, citizens, and elections overall. The warning blames China, Russia, as well as Iran. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
A Hollywood great has passed away. Here's more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Gone with the Wind and the Heiress star, Olivia de Havilland, one of the last luminaries from Hollywood's golden age, has passed away in Paris at age 104. The two-time Oscar-winning actress died in her sleep at her home in Paris. She was born to British parents in Tokyo, and she was the older sister of actress Joan Fontaine, who died in 2013 at the age of 96. The two sisters had a famously contentious rivalry. In 2019, the Supreme Court rejected de Havilland's petition to review the dismissal of her lawsuit against FX for its series Feud, Bette and Joan. De Havilland sued the network, stating that Feud's showrunners used her name and image without permission or compensation. Catherine Zeta-Jones played de Havilland in the series that depicted the battle between actresses Bette Davis and Joan Crawford. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
British police are breathing a sigh of relief after a call about a loose panther turned out to be something much less fierce. Officers in West Sussex, England, called to a public park after a reported sighting of a large apex predator. After shining some flashlights, they realized the black panther was actually just a stuffed animal on a park bench. The police department admitted even the officers who responded didn't realize it was fake when they first arrived. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
News Talk Radio. That's the focus of the work done by the folks at Talkers Magazine. Continuing in that vein, another half hour of conversation about the charts for the week of July 20th to the 24th. I'm Doug Steffen along with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Dr. Birx has told 11 cities to take, quote, aggressive action against the virus. Is the virus worse? Is it, in terms of mutation, less powerful? All these questions have been asked, not particularly answered well, but when you look at what's going on in cities like Miami, you think to yourself, good God, how is this ever going to be gotten under control, Michael?
Yeah, some people think that we should just reset and close the whole country down and take our licks and get rid of this thing.
We've already taken our licks.
Well, I tell you, we open too early in some places. Mm. And then some people believe closing doesn't do anything. I mean, people are still in denial about certain things that are kind of evident. Some of the things, as you pointed out, are murky. We don't have the answers. That's why they call it a novel coronavirus. It's a coronavirus that's novel, meaning it's a new one. We don't have the information yet. We will, but it's going to take a while. And it might be around, as Fauci said, forever.
Like the common cold.
Yeah, yeah. Yep. We never cured the cold. We haven't cured the seasonal flu, which some people say has its roots all the way back in the big 1918 Spanish flu.
Yeah. Fauci said he wouldn't get on a plane or eat inside of a restaurant this week in an interview that he did.
And nor would I.
Nor would you, huh? I'm getting on a plane.
If Fauci won't do it, I won't do it. I'm I haven't politicized it, so, I don't know. I'm looking for answers, as everybody else is, but if Fauci says he wouldn't eat in a restaurant or go on a plane, I'll avoid that myself.
So you're not eating on a plane? Would you eat outside? Would you eat outside at a restaurant?
I haven't yet. I have not eaten in a restaurant, inside or outside, since March.
Really?
I haven't.
But you've been doing a lot of cooking because you're a good cook.
I've been doing a lot of cooking, and as a result, I've also been saving a lot of money on my personal credit card, which is what I whip out when I go to restaurants.
Hey.
You eat out as much as I have. Your major expense is eating in restaurants.
Eating out. Yeah.
I mean, how expensive it is. Even to go to an average restaurant, it can cost you $50, $60, $70
Meanwhile, on the vaccine front, which is number three this week on the story list, our country has agreed to buy 100 million doses of the vaccine. Pfizer's going to make nothing but lots of money on this. I just want to make sure that it's not being made in China. Are we sure that this stuff is not being made in China, where a lot of our drugs and vaccines, I mean, can we be that tone deaf?
Well, China is trying to steal our intellectual property, as is Russia. There's this whole national, remember the space race in the 60s?
Yep.
We have the vaccine race going on right now for both economic and prestige gain. And China is stealing our intellectual property left and right. They closed, they threw them out of their Houston consulate. China threw us out of one of their consulates, but the reason that we threw them out is because they're operating a whole spy center in Houston, stealing intellectual property. And this is
why don't we throw them out of every? Why don't we just throw them out of the country? Why? They have ruined the economy of our country and the world. There is no question that the Chinese Communist government, is behind this. All you have to do is talk to any of the reporters that are here, like from the Epoch Times. And they draw a completely straight line from the events that have taken place since last fall to where we are today. And the dot starts in Wuhan at that lab. So
nobody
whether the stuff
not
got out...
Not everybody wants to admit that.
Well, you know what? They need to wake up. Can we go to something else that you just said a second ago? This is sort of an ancillary thing. But I asked myself this question, and I wonder how many people even talked about it this week. You're talking about the space race. Why would the United Arab Emirates launch a spacecraft to go to Mars? Why would they? Last week they launched it from Japan. Why does the Arab world, I guess, it just makes me wonder. It's going to take 687 days to get there. Then they're going to orbit Mars to study the weather. And, okay, so why are they doing it? We've done it. Why doesn't everybody get together and just kind of put the dough into one research project, and we're all going to benefit from the information. So why don't we? The U.S. has a separate probe. China has a separate probe. The Indians are trying to do it. And now the United Arab Emirates have done it. Why?
I don't know. That's a great question. We do have certain things we've done in conjunction with Russia, believe it or not.
Yeah,
it's interesting. We're very closely aligned with Russia in terms of space. Isn't that an ironic twist?
Well, they were making $65 million every time we'd send somebody up because we stupidly, foolishly killed the NASA shuttle program. Both Bush and Obama did the best to put a nail in that coffin. So then what we did was spend many millions of dollars more than it would have cost us ourselves if we had kept the shuttle thing going. To send our astronauts that went up to the space station over to Russia, and they said, "Okay, yeah, well, you can go up with our guys. $65 million a ride, please."
You know that recent SpaceX launch, which was the first time we sent living beings on a rocket into space in a decade or something, maybe more.
Right.
That was a big deal. There's danger and expense attached to it, but most of our space stuff has been just basically sailing around the harbor right off the coast, you know, low altitude orbit stuff. We haven't really gone out very far. But then again, there's been some miraculous stuff being done with space satellite, with space telescopes, where we're discovering planets all over the galaxy.
Oh yeah.
And the thing to Pluto, New Horizons was great. Yeah. There's good stuff going on. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know whether or not we ever really are going to be successful at sending human beings into space. Space is extremely hostile to the human biology, and it's very dangerous. We may just have to be satisfied with sending probes and robots and all of that until we can really figure it out. I mean, one of the reasons we never went back to the moon was because we were lucky that nobody got killed. It was
technology. There's more technology in your handheld device today than there was in
those rockets going to the moon. They went to the moon in a tin can with a limited amount of computer power. It's shocking. Our friend Buzz Aldrin saved their lives leaving. The thing was broken. He fixed it with a ballpoint pen.
Yeah.
It's like, wow. Well, it is amazing that nobody died out there. You know, I mean, people died in the Mercury and Apollo programs on the ground.
On the ground, yeah.
Yeah, but nobody died in Apollo and the Apollo missions to the moon. You know, Apollo 13 came close to a disaster. But the fact of the matter is it's amazing, and that's one of the reasons they haven't gone back, because they knew, whoa, we got away lucky. Let's quit while we're ahead.
Well, when you think about all of the other possibilities, this is what gives people a headache. When you start talking about aliens coming from other planets and whether or not even the COVID thing, there's a straight line you can draw between the little pieces, the chunks of space asteroid that do make it through, as we know. Most of that stuff burns up in the atmosphere, but some of it gets through. And the bacteria, scientists have studied the bacteria that's on these pieces of rock that come from planets God knows how far away, other galaxies, other
dimensions, maybe. COVID-19 comes from outer space.
Yes, that's what I listen.
Oh,
I've not been the first one. Well, maybe I have been the first one to suggest that. At least the original in the Chinese government, the communists modified it so it would stick to our mucosa and the wet parts of our internal organs, so they would make sure to knock off as many people as possible. That kind of stuff. You know, it's pretty amazing when you think about it. It really is.
If you've ever read War of the Worlds or seen any of the many fine movies that were made of H.G. Wells' story, the thing that saves humanity from an absolute, you know, shellacking by the Martians or the aliens was the microbes on Earth, the germs, killed the aliens.
Mm-hmm.
So there's many ways of looking at this. It just seems that talk about the space race and space exploration in 2020 just seems so offbeat.
Yeah.
As even climate change, so many of the topics that were very, very big going into this year are so far in the back burner that we don't even know they exist anymore.
Yeah, they're lost. All right, moving back to the reality of the moment, some of the other impacts that have come, the reality of travel and what to do. As far as what's practical for you during the summertime, that's a big discussion topic. Get back to that matter of moments. Right now, I'd like you to get back to feeling good about the way you look. If you need to lose weight, there are several reasons for you losing weight. Health is number one. How you look and feel about yourself is number two. But do you know that most of the people who have died of the virus are people who had diabetes, who are overweight, immune system compromised because of the fact that they were overweight? So why put yourself in that jeopardy? If you've been thinking for a long time, I got to lose weight, I got to get onto a program, then go to toploss.com and check out Calitrin, which is the only weight loss formula and frankly been around for 20-some-odd years that doesn't have any stimulants in it whatsoever, not a one, no drugs. All of this is natural combination of things put together. You can read all about the science of this by going to toploss.com. The thing that I find practical and what most people care about is it works. Take four capsules a night before you go to bed. Let it go to work. It's a program you ought to stay on for 6 months because your body will not only lose the weight, But when you take these capsules every night for 6 months, it trains your body to keep the weight off, which is really what you want. Long term, you want to keep the weight off. Don't want to go up and down like a yo-yo. So go to toploss.com, if you please. Use the discount code DJV, no shipping charge using that. Plus, you can buy three and get three free. The famous BOGO deals at toploss.com.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor.
Half man, half motorcycle.
You grab life with both hands. And you grab your bike with both hands.
Both hands.
Therefore, bike is life.
Figuratively speaking.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents Roadside Assistance. Progressive Motorcycle, for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
On today's Business Minute, consumer law attorney Jim Francis is here to talk about what affects your credit score and how inaccurate information can hurt you.
So the credit score is based on a variety of factors. Your repayment history, debt to credit ratio, the length of your credit history, and finally, how often or frequent you're applying for credit. Bad payment history or bad credit rating gets on your report. That'll drive your score hundreds of points. So that's the biggest way that inaccurate information hurts you, is if it's derogatory, negative information, that looks like it belongs to you, that'll drop your score. And how does it get there? The creditor reporting the information, it'll go right to the bureaus and right in your credit file. So the inaccuracies come from the credit reporting agencies themselves, for example, mixing up people with similar names or similar information, so they just report everybody as the same person.
To learn how you could qualify for $1,500 from a settlement with one of the top three credit reporting agencies, go to EquifaxPublicRecordsSettlement.com.
All right, back to our talk radio review. Actually, I want to hear from Michael about his interview this week, because it's a little self-serving, because I'm a big fan of the Moody Blues. Always have. You and I are alike in that respect. You know one of the guys that's the lead singer. I know another one. So how did this come about, this interview with John Lodge?
So I have old connections in the album rock business, and yeah. It popped up. Somebody that knew him, I found out that John Lodge had made a song called In These Crazy Times at home while quarantining. It's mm-hmm. called the Quarantine Mix. So I said, hey, I'd like to talk to John Lodge about that. And we wound up having a long conversation, and it turned into my podcast this week. It's very yeah. good. People, I'm getting such great response to it.
That's
so you can
great.
You can hear it at mhinterview.com.
Yeah, there is a fab. It took them way too long to get into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, I thought.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you look at Lodge, I think, has a place in Florida, doesn't he? He's an Englishman, has a place in England, but
he was in Naples and I was in Jupiter. I thought I was talking to him in a transatlantic conversation. I saw this, and I realized I'm talking to him in Naples.
Yeah.
If he was in England, it would have been clearer.
Yeah, what do you suppose? Do you think anybody recognizes him when he walks down the street in Naples?
Or no.
People have not paid much attention to him, right?
No.
Amazing where those rockers live, though, all over the place. Justin lives in Monte Carlo, but you know they seem to be almost domesticated. Anyway, that's a great interview. Check it out, mhinterview.com. Michael Harrison here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply simply because that's what longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor.
Half man, half motorcycle.
To find your balance, keep riding. And if you stop, put your feet down
so you don't fall.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents Roadside Assistance. Progressive Motorcycle, for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
What's hot for business this week at Staples?
Small prices, big savings.
Help your business go big with everything you need at amazing prices.
From office essentials like paper and ink to health essentials like masks and hand sanitizer.
This week at Staples, buy one, get one 50% off on all True Red printer paper.
And shop in-store or pick up curbside.
Save big this week at Staples.
Ends 8/1/20, in-store only. Discount applies to lowest price item while supplies last. Curbside available in most stores.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
If you love technology, then you'll love our tech report, 53 past the hour. And our purpose in this point is to go through the top five technology stories of the week, according to the research done by Victoria Keelan, who's here to bring us up to date, starting with number five. I'll drink to this one.
Yes, that's true. The pandemic has pretty much all but eliminated self-serve soda machines, and so in order to reduce contact with frequently touched surfaces, Coca-Cola has unveiled a new technology for its freestyle beverage machines, which will be really cool. These are going to pop up pretty much everywhere that you have any type of self-serve, and all you do, instead of tapping on the touchscreen to choose what drink you want, you hold up your smartphone to the display, and it'll auto-scan a QR code, and then on your phone, you just, you know, punch in what you want. And it's a full menu of brands and flavors. It'll then appear on your phone. You make your selection, and then your drink gets poured. Customers don't even need to download the app. The Coca-Cola said, we intentionally designed it so that anyone with a smart device can pour a drink. If you're holding a sandwich and you're doing, you know, a bunch of things, the last thing you need to do is stand there and try to download an app while you're waiting for a soda. That's very smart on Coca-Cola's part. To not have to download an app is going to create a much larger customer base. So they said, by the end of August, 10,000 machines will be across the U.S. Wendy's, Five Guys, Firehouse Subs, they're the first three locations, first three chains that have adopted these machines. And they said by the end of the year, 52,000 Coca-Cola Freestyle machines will be in place in the U.S.
There you go. Big screen TV sales. Back to the stats on that, Victoria.
So, apparently, Americans really love big-screen TVs, and even though this has been economically a challenging time for a lot of Americans, the sales of TVs that are 65 inches and larger were up 53% over the first half of 2020. Especially big sellers were TVs that were even larger than 65 inches, which were up 77% in April to June compared to a year ago. Prices on 65-inch displays have dropped. They're about 20% cheaper than they were before. And so in April to June, in that period, the average price for a 65-inch TV was $644. That's about $200 off the normal price. And as you had mentioned, Doug, we talked about this earlier in this week, there are $60,000 8K displays for sale at a Santa Monica store, the Video and Audio Center stores in L.A., and it's 98 inches. That's how big this Samsung TV is. It costs $60,000. And the last weekend in June, they sold three right away. So they now are, they say screens larger than 75 inches are now the fastest growing segment on the market. So it's people are making Admiral movie
cash.
Theater experiences.
Plenty of cash in Santa Monica. Number three, as we count down to number one, is a support story from Spotify.
Spotify now supports video podcasts, and starting with a handful of shows that can be viewed for free. Most of them will be premium users, though. So they're rolling this out. This is a direct competition for YouTube. The Joe Rogan Experience, which is one of the most popular, if not the most popular podcast in the world, he has now signed a deal with Spotify. So you can listen to his podcast or you can actually watch him do the podcast. And he's taking all of his videos away from YouTube. So that's great news for Spotify and not such great news for YouTube.
Number two this week is a focus on Congress getting after some of the big companies.
Yeah, this is on the more serious end of the tech spectrum. Congress has asked Apple and Google to warn users about apps that pose a national security risk, and this is in light of the government showing interest in banning TikTok, that app that a lot of kids are using. So the National Security Representative Stephen Lynch wrote separate open letters to Apple and Google and called on them to do more to protect user data from being exploited by foreign adversaries. Essentially, what they want to see happen is when you go onto the App Store or the Play Store and you want to download an app, it should have a warning label. Like if you're trying to, you know, stream music and an album has explicit language, it has the E next to it. Similar to that, they want a warning system to let you know this app might, you know, your data might be sold. This could be owned by China or Russia. We don't know where it's coming from. We don't know where your data is going to go. And so that's essentially what they want. This is hard to police, but I think it's a good step in the right direction to at least, you know, bring attention to these types of things.
All right, number one this week, let's go to the Chinese desk.
Yep, two Chinese hackers have been accused of stealing trade secrets from hundreds of global targets and more recently probing vulnerabilities in U.S. companies involved in the development of testing, treatments, and vaccines to combat COVID-19. The Justice Department said that these two suspects were each charged with 11 counts, and they are living in China. They are being harbored by the Chinese government, and there's really nothing we can do. They're out of reach, but they've officially been put on notice that they each are facing 11 counts, and this is going on now for more than 10 years. These two guys have been hacking into major organizations.
Information that helps everyone in the community. That's what Tech Talk is all about. Thanks to Victoria Keelan, who's at the helm of this. I'm Doug Steffen at 59.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.